Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast on this channel. I hope you enjoy it. Hope you like the content we put out. If you do remember to hit the heart button when you've listened, and hopefully if you found it useful, informative, entertaining, whatever, it's one way to let me know. And of course, another thing you can do if you haven't already done it is to become a patron of the channel. It's going to cost you less than a Starbucks coffee in the month, and you're getting half a dozen of these or more, depending on how busy I am during the day. So might be worth making that as something good to do in 2022. Right, you remember the case that came up in front of the courts concerning the Belfast bakery, Asher's Bakery, who were pursued through the courts because they wouldn't bake, I think it was a birthday cake with a pro-gay marriage sentiment on it. And their view was that they have no problem baking cakes, but they didn't support gay marriage and therefore they didn't want to do it. Anyway, ultimately that was pursued through the courts and the Asher's Bakery won that court case. But I think we have another one potentially coming our way because instead of bake the cake, bigot, it's going to be sell us your house, bigot. Because I read, a Christian couple have banned a gay man and his ITV producer partner. Oh, what a surprise. Someone in the media that's gay. Never seen that one coming. And his ITV producer partner from buying their dream 650,000 Surrey home due to their sexuality. And quote the Bible that homosexuality is a sin. Well, couple of things there, actually. First of all, yes, the Bible does say that. Are we going to ban the Bible? Should we prosecute God? Is God a homophobe? Let's read into this one a little bit. Get a bit of data on this one. Luke Whitehouse and his partner, Lachlan Mantell, spotted this three-bedroom semi-d cottage as they looked to get on the property ladder. The couple, who'd been together for 8 years, contacted the vendors to arrange a viewing. The owners of the cottage, Luke Main and his Cambridge University physicist wife, Dr. Joanna Brunker, asked what their circumstances were. They explained that they were a gay couple and the owners refused to let them even view the house, it is alleged, let alone buy it. They cited passages from the Bible and said they could not sell the house to two men in a partnership. Fuming, Luke 34 told the Daily Mail, where else? Initially, for the first 10 seconds, I laughed. I thought it was a joke, but then he was angry. But when contacted by the fascist Daily Mail, Mr. Main said he would speak this way. He would have to speak to his wife. But he says, not that we're ashamed of what we said in any way. But yeah, this gay talk couple were stunned to be told they couldn't buy their dream house. So this is the latest case. And here's a picture of the lovely couple, the lovely gay couple that is. And I'm looking at a picture of the cottage. And Luke said, I was upset and angry, and I had a cry on the phone to my mum. Now, Luke is 34. I've got to remind you. He was phoning his mum up to cry. He's age 34. Homophobia still exists. It's out there. I didn't see it coming. I was blindsided by it. The Christian couple response stunned them. It said, Dear Lachlan and Luke, thank you for sharing your circumstances with us. We're sorry if we seem intrusive, but we just wanted to make clear that we would be unwilling for two men in a partnership to view or buy our house, as it is contrary to the gracious teaching in God's word, e.g. Romans 1:24-28, Jude 7, and King James. Regards. So, wow. So, a Christian couple are saying no to a gay couple, and the gay couple have obviously got all the sympathies of the Daily Mail. Oh yeah, good old pro-family Daily Mail. Now look, let me say a few things here. First of all, I've got no problems with two men in a relationship, two women in a relationship. I don't have any issues and things. It's of no interest. I don't care. It's not my business. I am actually libertarian on some of these fronts. In fact, pretty much in every front. So if this is what they want to do, that's fine. I'm not judging them. The Bible tells me not to judge. The Bible also does tell me, by the way, though, that homosexuality is a sin. That's it. And so does the Quran, by the way, but the Bible says it too. So isn't it reasonable that this Christian couple can hold to their faith and the teachings of their faith and politely say to this gay couple, well, you know, sorry, we don't want to sell you our house. They don't have to sell them their house, right? That is, I think that's kind of reasonable, you know, but obviously this is instantly, oh, homophobia, homophobia, homophobia. But is it not Christian phobia to deny these Christian couple the right to say, we only want to sell our house to whoever, people we decide on. It could be whatever that is. And if that means not sell it to gay people, then don't sell it to gay people. If it means don't sell it to heterosexual people, don't sell it to heterosexual people. People, you know, freedom's being curtailed under the guise of expanding liberties. It really is. You know, as I say, I totally support the right of the gay people to buy whatever house they want. And I totally support the right of the Christian couple to sell the house to whoever they want as well. I think that's reasonable. I don't think that's in any way discriminatory. It means that somebody ultimately doesn't get to buy the house. Well, hello, has anyone ever gone house hunting? Have you ever been turned down? Of course. Did you feel you were being discriminated against because of your faith, because of your sexuality, because of how you look, because of where you came from? People will have always held such views. Oh, they didn't give it to us because they didn't like us for X, Y, Z reason. Not everyone gets to run to the Daily Mail, though. And of course, the other interesting thing is, which I thought was interesting, is apparently the cottage concerned was being advertised on Purple Bricks, you know, the estate of the online estate agency, who instantly then dropped the house. So Purple Bricks essentially is taking an anti-Christian position. So I hope Christian people who maybe consider using Purple Bricks may want to have a review, a reconsideration. Do they want to use Purple Bricks? As I say, look, I've got no issues with gay people. I've got no issues with heterosexual people. I believe in choice. The gay people have a choice to buy whatever or to put an offer in or to try and get to view whatever house they want. But the sellers of that house have the same right to turn around and say, nope. And honestly, if I was turned down because someone didn't like the fact that, you know, they didn't like people with a Northern Irish accent from buying their house, well, I'd laugh at it. I just think, well, okay, fair enough. If you don't want people with a Northern Ireland accent to view or to purchase your house, so be it. I don't want to give you my money anyway. So, like, is that an unreasonable reaction? And also, I just think, you know, again, we have to show a lot more tolerance. And I think the best tolerance that can be shown is to respect various people's points of view, even if you don't agree with them, rather than running, crying to the media or crying to your mum down the telephone line. Anyway, that's just my opinion. You may disagree with me. You may agree with me. If you do, please let me know. Drop a comment below. Catch up with you folks real soon.